Hello, it's the 2nd of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man who was transporting drugs travelling from a car park at London Luton Airport was not aware that he was part of an ongoing National Crime Agency investigation. Robert Stewart drove a van containing cocaine worth £4.5 million. The 32-year-old was cornered by Beds and Hearts police on the border of both counties in Harpenden. Mr. Stewart attempted to abandon the van and its 57 kilos of cocaine, throwing the van keys into a field. He was later discovered hiding in a child's playhouse. Stewart pleaded guilty to possession with intent to supply Class A drugs. Adam Berry, branch operations manager for the NCA, stated, Stewart was arrested as part of a proactive NCA investigation targeting Class A drug supply. He will spend 7.5 years behind bars. It's Keep Britain Tidy's Love Parks Week, which celebrates our open spaces and parks, and the almost 700 volunteers who help maintain them. In addition to the Council's recent Green Flag Awards for 4 of our area parks, it has also been recognised as the 2021 Bees Needs Champion for producing areas that attract and sustain bee and insect populations. A teenage boy who died while swimming in a Stewartby lake was remembered by his mother as a beautiful, happy and healthy boy. 13-year-old Kieran Hibbert was having fun in a lake when suddenly he struggled to remain afloat. Friends attempted to help. His body was found the next day following an extensive search. Sam Ostley, Detective Constable with Beds Police, stated, "We would urge people to stick to areas supervised by lifeguards. It is an awful reminder of just how dangerous swimming in open water can be." The England Lionesses' impressive victory at Women's Euro Final on Sunday is inspiring a new generation of female football players. Freya Castle, part of the FA's under-9 Bedford Girls division and most improved player, said, "The Lionesses have inspired me to never give up. I think I could play at Wembley one day too." That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.